tunnel.
Am I restrictions on?
Yeah, you are.
How good was Calgary in getting in the passing lanes, blocking lanes, really slowing down any attack you tried to do?
Give them credit for the way they played, and they kind of clogged things up for a little bit of us. But you know what? I'm pinning that game on us. If I thought there was a game we weren't going to have the energy for, I thought it would be the Edmonton game. I did not think tonight was going to be the game. So that was, I guess, a little unfortunate. It happens. But we never, you know, games we've been finding our way to get to the net. We've been shooting pucks. I mean, to have 22 shot attempts after two periods in games where we're getting 70 plus, hard to win. We couldn't get our way through the neutral zone because we weren't executing. And just a lot of things why we've had success here in the last, you know, month or so, well, we didn't do tonight. And, you know, 82 game season, that's gonna happen, but the problem is we've already used up our gimmies. We don't have any more. And that's what makes this one tough, because you know, this game was ripe for the taking. Even if we weren't at our best tonight, it was still ripe for the taking, and we couldn't do it.
A couple guys mentioned being a little too cute offensively, not getting back to what got you guys.
Oh yeah, we didn't shoot pucks. Mm-hmm. That was it. We had 22 shot attempts after two periods. I mean, you should have that after 10 minutes, 15 minutes in a game. And it wasn't just that urgency to score. It was an easy night for their goaltender tonight.
How much did you miss Joe in a game like this tonight?
Well, you miss him, one of your top scorers and creative guys, but that's not the reason. The reason was we didn't get pucks to the net, we didn't go to the net, we didn't make anything difficult, and it was a team thing, it wasn't an individual thing. Everybody was on the outside, and I don't know how many shots we had after two, we had 12 shots or something. You know, if Joe's in and has three or four shots, so what are we at, 16? You know, it's not going to do it. It was just a collective group. We just didn't have it.
Yeah, it seems to be at the other end of all of these kind of losses. You know, teams scored one goal for them, not really giving them much the last.
Yeah, it's, you got to feel for them. There was a couple breakdowns on their goals and some good tips, and they're in. I mean, you gotta feel for them that we can't give them some more support. But ultimately, in the end, you know, you give up goals as a team. It's not the goaltender. It's the team that gives them up. And if you give up three, game's in the balance. There's the magic number, and we gave up three and couldn't do it.
Logic would dictate that maybe Vish would be a start in a game like this tonight. What was the thinking of just kind of going with Vassie?
Well, Vish, you know, he played two in a row, and if Vassie doesn't play tonight, then he goes, you know, how long without playing, and done this all year. It's not one of these situations where, you know, guys are going weeks without playing, and we don't sit here and say, well, you know, Bish was going to play every single game down the stretch. As I said, goals we've been giving up, we give up as a team, it's not a goaltender.
How hard will this one kind of be to sit on now for 3 days before you can get back to it?
I don't know. I look back and sit here and say, okay, We pointed in seven straight, and so I can't sit here and say we're going to win every single game down the stretch. It's tough though. We got to win these ones at home. These are big for us. But you're going to sit here and say, all right, well, we lost a Western Conference team. I guess if there's any consolation, it's not a 4-point game, but Monday night is a 4-point game, and so that's where we're looking now.
Thank you.
Yeah.